Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, each and every one built from the sound up in Austin, Texas. This episode is also brought to you by Peghead Nation, the home of roots music instruction. If you want to improve your playing, join me and thousands of other pickers getting better every day at pegheadnation.com. Hi, this is Matt, and you're listening to Bluegrass Jam Along, the podcast for anyone and everyone who loves bluegrass. Hey everybody, welcome back. This is your Bluegrass Briefing for Monday, the 29th of April, 2024. Starting off, as we always do, with a quick podcast recap. If you missed it, there was an episode out on Wednesday last week with Stephen Mojin of the Sambush Band and Dark Shadow Recording, chatting about band coaching. Fascinating. So many insights for musicians, for bands, for just people who want to listen to music and understand it a bit more deeply. Really enjoyed it. I could have talked to Stephen for hours. Do go out and check that one out if you missed it. Stephen Mojin episode from last week. As of now, this is Sunday afternoon in the UK. This episode is coming out Monday. I don't have Wednesday's episode ready yet. I'm working on something. I'll hopefully get it ready in time. It's been a busy time. I will try and get an episode out on Wednesday. And I will tell you more about that when it comes. But there is a possibility there won't be anything this week. But more on that later in the week. I'll do my very best to get something out for you. But that is it. Let's move on to news and announcements, Church Street News. And the first bit of Church Street News is about Church Street Blues, which is lovely. I've talked about this before a little bit on the podcast, the Church Street Blues reissue and remaster from Kraft Recordings. It cropped up. I use Tidal and Spotify for different things, but I use Tidal to listen to music, and it's on there. I knew it was on vinyl. I knew there was a digital download out to buy, and I was looking through Tidal the other day, and there it was. So I had a listen, and it is astonishing. I hadn't got round to listening to it on anything yet, and just the presence of the guitar, the sound is so much better. They've done a great job with it, and just, you know, it's an album I know pretty well now, and just listening to it again was just really revealing, and just the guitar is right up front and centre, sounds much bigger, the tone is great, the whole thing just sounds excellent. They've done such a good job on it. So that is out, and that is about. Go and listen to it. If you are fairly new to the podcast, you might have missed this time last year. I did two episodes about Church Street Blues because the record turned 40 last year, and I interviewed all sorts of people, including Wyatt Rice, Mike Marshall, Brian Sutton, Alison Krauss, Chris Eldridge, Tim Stafford, lots of people talking about that record and why they love it. There's nearly 5 hours of stuff. I was re-listening to a bit of that over the weekend and just enjoying getting to listen to it as kind of a Tony Rice fan rather than with my editing and putting out a podcast head on with a bit of time since they were out. I'll stick a link in the show notes because if you missed them, they are full of wonderful insights from all those people about Tony. And real insights into that record. It's really enriched my listening experience for that record. I'll put a link in the show notes if you missed those. The other bit of news this week is the first announcement of the IBMA World of Bluegrass Festival lineup for this September. And the sort of headline acts announced so far, Sierra Farrell, Steep Canyon Rangers, with special guests Chatham County Line, Sierra Hull, Sam Bush, Rhonda Vincent and The Rage, Danny Paisley, Amethyst Kia and Crying Uncle, and dozens of other people, and all the showcases and all the other stuff that will be going on. But that's it. The tickets are out in a couple of weeks, so I will let you know a bit more about that then. But that's the lineup so far, and it is looking really good. But that is it for news this week. Let's move on to the new releases. Grass is new, because there's quite a bit of stuff out. And new releases this week. I missed this one. I think this might have come out a week ago and I missed it. But Willow Osborne, who I had on the podcast fairly recently, talk about Earl Scruggs, you might have remembered. Willow Osborne and Daniel Donato have a new single called Today I Started Loving You Again, which I have put on the Grass Is Mostly New playlist. Also on the playlist, I've put a new single from Jacob Jolliffe from his upcoming record, a new single called Los Angeles County Breakdown, which is really cool. Listen to that this week, really enjoying that too. A new single by Laurie Lewis, who was on the Doc Watson episodes last year. She's got a new single called Trees, which is also on the playlist. New single from Mason Veer, which has Corey Walker on banjo and James Key on mandolin, called Hey Don't Go. James Key plays the mandolin on this. He was originally the mandolin player in Neeson Ashgrass, and him and Harry Clark swapped over. I discovered when I interviewed James. That was an interesting fact that I gleaned from all that. So yeah, new Mason Veer single as well. There is the first single from New Dangerfield, which is Jake Blount, Kaya Cater, Trey Wellington, and Nelson Williams. This is the sort of first thing from their project, which sounds fascinating. I'm going to find out a bit more about that and see if I can bring you some more details when they've got more music, because that sounds like a really cool project. And also, one other thing I stumbled across was Sierra Hull doing All I Ever Need Is You, which is from an album called We Still Can't Say Goodbye, a musician's tribute to Chet Atkins, which has Ricky Skaggs on it, Tommy Emmanuel on it, a lovely version of Brian Sutton and Jerry Douglas doing Sleepwalk on there too. The whole record appears to be on Tidal, but I could only see the singles on Spotify. But that is either out now or it's on the way, and either way, I've put Sierra's track on the Grass Is Mostly New playlist. So that's this week's new releases, Willie Osborne and Daniel Donato. Laurie Lewis, Jacob Jolliffe, Mason Veer, New Dangerfield and Sierra Hull. So lots of new stuff in the playlist. Go and have a listen. There's a link in the show notes. Go and fill your ears with some good music. And if you can hear a weird noise in the background, that is my tumble dryer, which seems like it's going slightly nuts. Let's move on to Scroll On Buddy. And the bit that I spotted on social media this week, I spotted there's a new episode of Toy Heart podcast, which I really like. If you don't know Toy Heart, do go and check it out. It's a great, great podcast. But they've had an interview with Alison Krauss. Alison was on the Church Street Blues episodes I mentioned earlier last year. I had a chat with Alison, but she has done an interview with Toy Heart podcast. And she's working on a new record with Union Station, so that's really cool. But go and have a listen. I don't think she does a lot of podcast interviews, or necessarily a lot of interviews full stop, and she is fascinating and never less than interesting to listen to, so do go and check that out. I will stick a link in the show notes to that. And finally, just the In My Ears this week bit, and what I've been listening to so much this week is just Church Street Blues again with this remastered version. It's not like a different record, that'd be ridiculous, but the sound of it is so much better. And I heard from, I think it was Chris Eldridge, said when I interviewed everybody for the Church Street Blues stuff, that Tony wasn't particularly happy with the way some of the CDs had been sort of mastered. They'd just transferred the tapes. He hadn't really thought about it. And so it's great that this one's finally getting remastered. And it is out there. Do go and listen to it. And have a listen to the Church Street Blues episodes I mentioned earlier. There's so much fascinating insight in there from people like Mike Marshall, and, you know, just so much cool stuff. But that is it for this week. All the usual stuff, bluegrassjamalong.com, all the episodes, all the chord sheets, all the Jamalong tracks, links to social media, all that stuff. I will see you next time. Have a great week and happy picking. Bluegrass Jamalong is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, making some of the finest guitars and mandolins in the world since the 1970s. Visit collingsguitars.com and find out why.